Chapter 18. Lloyd Henry, who had been tagged the baby-faced, unrepentant killer by the Phoenix papers, was led down the hallway of the Phoenix Municipal Jail's maximum security wing by two guards. One of them had a runny nose, and they both looked sour. The wing's other occupants were giving Lloyd their version of a ticker tape parade. In Max, he was a celebrity.
"Hey, Henry'd. Go to, boy. Tell the D.A. if he lets me walk, I won't let you hurt him. Rock steady, Henry'd. Right on, brother, right on, right on, right on."
Lloyd grinned happily. He was dazzled by his new fame. It sure wasn't much like Brownsville had been. When you got to be a heavy hitter, you got some respect. They went through a doorway and a double-barred electric gate. He was frisked again, the guard with the cold breathing heavily through his mouth as if he had just run up a flight of stairs. Then they walked him through a metal detector for good measure, probably to make sure he didn't have something crammed up his ass. "Okay," the guard with the runny nose said, and another guard waved them on. They walked down another hall, this one painted an industrial green. At the far end, another guard was standing in front of a closed door. The door had one small window, hardly more than a loophole, with wire embedded in the glass. "Why do jails always smell so pissy?" Lloyd asked, just to make conversation. "I mean, even the places where no guys are locked up, it smells pissy. You guys maybe do it in the corners?" He snickered at the thought, which was really pretty comical. "Shut up, killer," the guard with the cold said.
"You don't look so good," Lloyd said. "You ought to be home in bed."
"Shut up," the other said. Lloyd shut up. That's what happened when you tried to talk to these guys. It was his experience that the class of prison corrections officers had no class. "Hi, scumbag," the door guard said.
"How you doing, fuckface?"
Lloyd responded smartly. It was nothing like a little friendly repartee to freshen you right up.
"You're gonna lose a tooth for that," the door guard said. "Hey, now listen, you can't..." "Would you care to try for two teeth, barf bag?"
Lloyd was silent. "That's okay, then," the door guard said. "Just one tooth. You fellas can take him in." Smiling a little, the guard with the cold opened the door, and the other led Lloyd inside, where his court-appointed lawyer was sitting at a metal table, looking at papers from his briefcase.
"Here's your man, counselor."
The lawyer looked up. He was hardly old enough to be shaving yet, Lloyd judged, but what the hell? Beggars couldn't be choosers. They had him cold-cocked anyway, and Lloyd figured to get 20 years or so.
"Thank you very..." "That guy," Lloyd said, pointing to the door guard, "he called me a scumbag. And when I said something back to him, he said he was going to have some guy knock out one of my teeth. How's that for police brutality?"
The lawyer passed a hand over his face.
"Any truth to that?"
he asked the door guard. The door guard rolled his eyes in a burlesque, "My God, can you believe it?" gesture.
"These guys, counselor," he said, "they should write for TV. I said hi, he said hi, that was it." "That's a fucking lie," Lloyd said dramatically.
"I keep my opinions to myself," the guard said stonily.
"I'm sure you do," the lawyer said, "but I believe I'll count Mr. Henry's teeth before I leave."
A slight angry discomfiture passed over the guard's face, and he exchanged a glance with the two that had brought Lloyd in. Lloyd smiled. Maybe the kid was okay at that. The last two CAs he'd had were old hacks. One of them had come into court lugging a colostomy bag. Could you believe that? A fucking colostomy bag? The old hacks didn't give a shit for you. Plead and leave, that was their motto. But maybe this guy could get him a straight 10, armed robbery. Maybe even time served. It was with such pleasant thoughts dancing through his head like sugar plums that Lloyd sat down to conference with his lawyer. He was in the exercise yard later that morning, watching a softball game and mulling over everything his lawyer had told him, when a large inmate named Mathers came over and yanked him to his feet. Mathers' head was shaved bald, a la Telly Savalas, and it gleamed benignly in the hot desert air.
"Now wait," Lloyd said. "My lawyer counted every one of my teeth, so if you..."
"Yeah, that's what Shockley told me," said Mathers. "So he told me to..."
His knee came up squarely in Lloyd's crotch, and the sudden pain was so excruciating he couldn't even scream. He collapsed in a hunching, writhing pile, clutching his testicles. After a while, who knew how long, he was able to look up. Mathers was still looking at him, bald head gleaming. The guards were looking elsewhere. Lloyd moaned and writhed, a red-hot ball of lead in his belly. "Nothing personal," Mathers said sincerely. "Myself, I hope you make out. The law's a bitch." He strode away, and Lloyd saw the door guard standing atop a ramp in the truck-loading bay on the other side of the yard. His thumbs were hooked in his belt, and he was grinning at Lloyd. When he saw that he had Lloyd's complete, undivided attention, the door guard gave him the finger. Mathers strolled over, and the door guard tossed him a package of Pall Malls. Mathers sketched a salute and walked away. Lloyd Henry lay on the ground, knees drawn up to his chest, hands clutching his cramping belly, and the lawyer's words echoed in his brain. "It's a tough old world, Lloyd, a tough old world."